I prepared a little something to say tonight, and then whatever I thought of saying seems totally inappropriate after this kirtan. It's like, what can be said? But I'll just read the words of Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes, especially in the last few years, I'd say over the last, few years, it's been actually a wonderful thing in our society to see how people have taken chanting Hare Krishna more seriously, which is kind of a good thing since we're known as the Hare Krishna movement. So it would be nice to take chanting Hare Krishna seriously, but somehow or other it seems like it took a while for that consciousness to arise that this is actually the most important thing that we're doing. Not only collectively, but on our own, to chant japa, to have our personal time with chanting. And one of my godbrothers said that when you chant, and when we chant japa, we purify our hearts.
They're saying that you have to speak into the mic.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can hear myself. Isn't that good enough? Anyway, one of my godbrothers said that when we chant japa, we purify our hearts, but when we do kirtan, we purify our relationships. Isn't that beautiful? And we can feel how this coming together and chanting, that we're associating with each other on a different platform, isn't it? It's actually, we're associating with each other on the soul platform. And just by hearing, just by absorbing ourselves in the sound, we're transported to another dimension in which we're all connected. And in that realm, these emotions, thank you very much. So in this realm of just hearing transcendental sound, these emotions come up. Isn't it wonderful? What Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing here, I mean, this is his personal song. This is his personal prayer. But actually, it's the song of all of us. It's the song of the soul. And when we become purified, when we become awakened, these feelings arise in the heart. They're not artificial. It's not like we have to make ourselves think about this, but they arise naturally. And you can see just from everybody singing here together, it's amazing. This isn't a material activity. So I just wanted to read one little instruction of Srila Prabhupada, because although we hear many things about chanting, sometimes Srila Prabhupada would emphasize that the chanting of Hare Krishna is a simple process. It's very simple. And we don't need to complicate it. And so please hear what he has to say. Srila Prabhupada, chanting, you simply hear. It's a little hard to hear. Anyway, we'll try. Chanting, you simply hear. When you say Hare Krishna, you try to hear the very sound, Hare Krishna. That's all. Nothing more. This is meditation. The tongue and your ear should be engaged in sounding this transcendental vibration. Hare Krishna. Best meditation. This is also accepted in Bhagavad Gita. The best meditation. You don't keep your mind elsewhere. You keep your mind on chanting Hare Krishna and hear. So this is responsive. When I was chanting, you were hearing. When you were chanting, I was hearing. So it is exchange. I hear your chanting, you hear my chanting. This is the process. So there is no possibility of thinking anything else. Right? During the kirtan, did anybody think anything else? Practically impossible. So, best and easiest type of meditation, fully factual, because the name is Krishna. When we're singing these songs, when we're chanting the holy name, Krishna's there. We're with Krishna. We're hearing Krishna means meditating on Krishna, means being with Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada had this realization of Krishna's presence, of his association in the holy name. Therefore, he's saying, we can just hear, just by hearing, we're with Krishna. This is factual. You at once become on the transcendental plane, you see? So practice it, and you'll see how spiritually you are making advancement. And it is very simple. When you are walking on the street, you can chant Hare Krishna. There is no tax. There is no expenditure. There is no loss. But the gain is very great. Why don't you try it? If without loss, without any expenditure, you gain something supermost sublime thing, spiritual realization, why don't you try for it? Why not? So, I just like to conclude with this one beautiful verse by Srila Rupa Goswami. I'm skipping the rest of everything else. So Rupa Goswami says, of course, the idea is it's not always so easy to hear. Sometimes the mind becomes disturbed. But when we can actually become absorbed, when we realize that I'm with Krishna, I'm saying Krishna's name, Krishna's here, then it becomes very wonderful. So Srila Rupa Goswami shares his realization in this way. Tunde tanda mani ratin vitanute tundavali labdaye karna krodha kadambani gatayate karnarbude vyaspriham cheto prangana sangani vijayate sarvendriyanam kritin no jane janita kriyadvir amritai krishneti varna jayi. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When the name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. So this is chanting to be with Krishna in the association of devotees. Hare Krishna.